Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
All right, we are live with Coach Mel Aquino in the house. Of course, we've got Makimoto, Mr. Makimoto himself, and Iba, me. Buck is sick. Like I said earlier, nothing a little penicillin can't cure. But sabi niya, hirit siya sa comment section. Coach Mel, mukhang nasa...
Wala ka sa KRB ah.
Oo, oh, wala ka sa KRB ah. Nasaan kaya, Coach Mel?
Actually, if they know this place, this is the Funny Lion. Pero medyo nasa remote area tayo, medyo malayo. This past few days, nag-post ako na nasa pintana ako ng aeroplano. This is a very, very nice place. And in the following months, malalaman nyo kung ano ginagawa namin dito.
Oh, yun. Basta kasama kami, ha?
Oh, no. Sigurado yun.
So, Coach Mel, it's your 8th anniversary, and we're celebrating it this Sunday. And we thought, you know, having you on the show is always a lot of fun. Palaging masaya, palaging may kwento, walang drama, katulad ng Iron Man ngayon, parang daming drama. Ano ba yung balita doon ngayon, Maki? May chismis ka ba?
Where do I start?
we invited sila Vinci and sila Joseph. And because there's a lot of stuff going on, they're like, hey, let's do that another time. Pag medyo nag-cool down na, walang masyad. May chismis ka rin, Coach Mel? Ano ba yung happening doon?
Well, ako, basta ang alam ko... Wala eh. Kasi layo ko. Hindi ako talaga nag-ride ng Iron Man eh. Pero baka this Luzon leg, maybe, hindi natin masabi, baka makasama tayo.
I use this word, yung di umano. Kasi
di umano.
Verified yung mga yung mga balita eh. Pero, well, number one, na DQ, yung may tatlong na DQ. Allegedly because of overspeeding. Di ba? So doon nag-start yung issue. And then nagsanga na ng kung ano-anong issue yata. So well, ako para sa akin, syempre public road safety pa rin is very important. Di ba? Kasi matagal na nating kinakampanya yan, yung ride safe, di ba? Pero when we're out there, gaano ba ka-safe? Di ba? At the expense of people on public roads. Di ba? So,
pero yung na-DQ, Maki, ka-teammate mo, di ba? Oh, kasama mo sa FG, di ba? Yung na-DQ. Oh. Baka may chismis ka dyan.
Hindi.
Anong masabi mo tungkol sa teammate mo, Maki? Doon sa FJ and
Duro. Well, sige, masasabi ko lang sa teammate ko na yan, napakabait. At saka, very humble. Di ba? So,
napaka-showbiz, ha?
Hindi, kasi, like, meron kasing, ano, isang participant, di umano, ay nagkakalat ng brand wars. Di ba? Ang sinasabi, malakas daw yung isang brand. Di ba? So parang, syempre, alam mo naman yung mga tao, sasakyan, tapos kung ano-anong comments, di ba? So parang, isa pa yan, tagal na natin kinakampanya yung no brand wars. Di ba? Dapat lahat tayo, kaibigan natin lahat ng mga nasa.
Kahit ibang, hirap naman magkampanya ng no brand wars when it's the boss Iron Man. Diba? And what's boss? It's the organization of BMW.
Diba?
Anyway, but ayaw ko na lalo maisip. Let's talk about iwas tayo ng drama. Pag-usapan natin.
Oh.
So, I remember when we first did, yun ang first time namin, Coach Mel, no? Doon sa Flat Track.
Yes,
And that
was in 2017.
Yeah, so si Coach Mel, and that was mga seven? Tama ba? 7 years ago.
Yeah, 7 years ago.
So, medyo nag-uumpisa pa yung Mel Aquino Riding School. So, early yes. Batch kami. Nila Dante,
yes.
Nila...
Yes,
sila
Dante.
Sila Bing.
Sila Todi. Todi. Pong Ilagan. Yeah.
Oo.
Miguel Flores, yung attorney.
Kami yung unang batch na pangit. Kasi si before us, puro guwaping, di ba? Mga showbiz.
Nakalimutan yeah. si Jake tsaka si Ian Romatsu.
Yeah, Jake, Ian, and of course, Mike Wondok was the one Carlo. Who started all of this.
Carlo
yeah,
Perez.
Also Carlo. Yan. Oo. So sila yung mga taong naniwala kagad sa akin at nakita nila na sabi niya, Coach, actually, magtayo ka na ng school. Kasi you can teach pare, parang yun yung naging usapan nun. So ako naman, naniwala naman ako. So the rest of history, natuloy-tuloy na yung school natin.
And you know,
pansin mo, lahat ng mga kasama natin, puro Rupali boys and girls.
Yes.
Oo. Diba? Oh, that's the first time I think na nakatambay ko si Coach Mel doon sa bike night sa
Thursday
Rupali.
Tambay.
Kasama sila Aldo sa Thursday tambay.
Yes.
Alam mo, Coach, paano nag-umpisa ito? 8 years. I mean, I've seen it started out with a couple of bikes na yung classes mo pa sulpot-sulpot. Ngayon may school, may building. You're going all over the place. You're the I don't what do you call what you're doing now in Palawan and what you're doing for FJ. Ikaw ba yung ride direct? Ano bang tawag doon? Basta ang dami mong ginagawa. Paano ba nag-umpisa yung Mel Aquino Riding Academy?
Okay, so before, alam naman natin yung kwento na I've been to one of his motorcycle manufacturer. They sent me to Japan and trained for 2 weeks under Hamamatsu and Rainbow Riding School. Pagbalik, syempre, hinandle ko yung safety riding department or section ng manufacturer na yun. Then, sabi ko, dating yung time na nasa Rupali kami, nag-uusap kami ni Alden Anderson tsaka ni Kit. Pero dating yung time, gusto ko magkaroon ng sariling riding school. Pero syempre, alam natin, magastos yung simento, yung building. And then, suddenly, parang pinag-handle din kasi ako ng Rupali sa Toda safety riding nila. I made a module for Toda. Kasi wala nagkakandak ng training para sa mga tricycle drivers natin. So, oh, nabuo ko yun sa... Yes, we have module for that. It's a corporate social responsibility and I was appointed as a consultant for that purpose. And then, dumating na nga yung time, naging kasama na ako sa Motoring Media. Hanggang sa dumating yung time na talagang gusto ko i-pursue yung riding school ko. The first school that, unang pangalan ng riding school ko is MAC Rider Training Services, MAK. And then, nung nasa Taytay tayo, naging Mel Aquino's Off-Road Training Camp. After noon,
Pahaba yung pangalan nyo eh.
Oh, pamarap pa.
Ang daming nasisigit ng mga brands, mga sponsors.
Oo. Then ngayon, sa 8th year natin, yun nga, nilaunch natin yung Motorcycle Riding School Philippines. The reason for that, masyado tayo nakafocus sa off-road. And yung, well, it's a good start. That pag-start yung sa off-road, kasi malaking bagay siya. Magagamit po sa safety riding mo pagdating sa road. Mm. But now we have a concrete area then we can start safety riding at its best talaga. Parang actual, we will train riders off-road and now on-road. So yan ang simula.
So makikita namin yan Sunday. No?
Yes, Sunday. No-launch natin yung Gymkhana course. Yeah.
Every year, you celebrate it on the 8th, tama ba? Every year you celebrate it on the 8th.
February 9 actually. Kahit siya sa tumapat, kahit inong araw, kahit Saturday siya, Sunday siya, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Basta February 9, celebration ng anniversary natin. Yung school running.
And usually weekday yon, so hindi ako makakapunta. Pero this time, mm-hmm. you're celebrating it a little bit early, this Sunday. Yes. Bakit?
Kasi si, ang kwento niyan si Kuya Don Joseph eh, may pakanaan niyan. Kuya Don Joseph was the head of FJ Mountain Cross, di ba? Last year, nag-celebrate si Kuya Don ng birthday niya doon sa La Union together with si Kuya Bingoy. Magkakasama kami ni Kuya Bingoy noon. So itong year na to, parang ewan ko ba biglang itinapat sa birthday ko. Sabi niya, nag-celebrate ako ng birthday ko ng FJ Mountain Cross. Gusto ko ikaw mag-celebrate din sa FJ Mountain Cross. So ina-trust namin yung anniversary at yung birthday ko. That will be happening sa February 4. Kasi sa 9, kasama niyo ako doon na i-set off ang mga brave riders natin. 300 brave riders sa Maliko.
300 brave and crazy riders. Ang dami na gigilin yes. sa'yo. Sila JC Santa Marina from WWR, Shark. Ano ba yung mga ibang brands nila?
Segura.
Yun, yung pang Pogi. Happy anniversary daw, Coach Mel.
Tsaka si ano,
Monzito.
Thank you.
May balita. Well, sa kanila na ang Troy Lee Designs.
Yun, Troy Lee. Yun, si Monzito rin. Congratulations, Coach Mel. More power to you and MRSP.
Yeah. Also, yun, Brother Pachuchi. Coach Clyde.
Yeah. Oh, yun, Brother Coach Clyde, syempre.
Frank Song, si nandiyan Ian, din.
Dapat ito si Ian, di kasali to eh. Bawal mga professional na videographer. Kasi kayo din yung judge eh. Dapat hindi kayo kasali. Hapit na hapit. Ian, hapit na hapit eh.
Oh, may import rin. Laon yun.
Yeah. Sabi ko nga kay Kuya Don, dapat may checkpoint sa Caba, La Union. Yun yung last checkpoint kila Bingoy para masaya. Diba? After party.
Si Bingoy ba yan? Si Bashful?
Oo. Oh,
Bingoy ba yan? Ah, si Bingoy yun.
Yes.
May pinagtataguan yan si Bingoy. Kaya,
oo nga eh. May atraso yan. All right, so Coach Mel, I remember yun, yung first classes niyo. And honestly, at that time, ikaw lang yung alam kong coach. At saka before you, nag-Jake Swan din ako. Yung Jake Swan and
Motorcycle Riding Course.
and then Honda Riding and you. You were the only, and pero hindi na active masyado si Jake eh. So it was really basically Honda Riding School and Coach Mel. Walang saka iba, di ba? So,
si ano, si Pastor Sam, meron din siyang riding school.
Yeah, it's a motocross school naman kay Pastor Sam.
Si nagsabay kasi yan, di ba? Si Pastor Sam is medyo advanced motocross riding. Si Coach Mel naman, yung beginner. Diba?
Basic. Talagang pagdating sa basic.
So how did you, so, I mean, yeah, go ahead, Coach Mel.
Yeah, kasi yung school natin, yung tinawag na, ano eh, na the first off-road school in the Philippines. We have the motocross school dati na, that's just Kuya Joby Solong. Kenneth at San Andres, nag-open na sila sa Cavite. Sam Tamayo has a motocross school. Rowie Bautista of KRB also has a motocross school. So parang sabi ko, kailangan bago kasi pumasok sa advanced riding, kailangan may turun natin yung basic. At lahat ay tuturo natin sa basic off-road, may kinalaman sa safety riding. And that's one reason kung bakit yung name natin from off-road school naging motorcycle riding school, para lahat ng discipline madi-discuss na natin.
What's your secret, Coach Mel, for being not just being around for 8 years but really growing the community, growing and evolving your lessons and basically just building an incredible business?
Una-una yung passion.
Your success.
Yes, it's all about passion. I really love teaching.
Passion for Mom Din.
Yan, isa pa yan. Kung wala yung yan support ng tao.
Yan ang sagot dapat. Yan ang sagot. Maglapit na yung Valentine's. Alam ko,
naman, ang
patos si Mom Din eh.
Ang sikweto talaga yung adobo ni Vin. Alam niyo yan.
Ako, adobo na yan. Legendary.
Legendary. So, syempre, kasi talagang passion yun. Yung gusto ko lang yung ginagawa ko. Pag isang bagay ginagawa mo ng gusto-gusto mo, hindi ka na nagtatrabaho eh. Nag-i-enjoy ka lang talaga sa ginagawa mo. So, isa yon. Pangalawa, yung mga tao na kasuporta sa'yo. Nandiyan yung mga coaches natin. Nandiyan yung mga tao sumusuporta sa atin, mga kaibigan natin na patuloy na nagpupusha akin. Coach, okay yung ginagawa mo. And ang safety riding, hindi nag-i-stack sa isa lang. Nai-evolve siya. So, patuloy, continuous na pag-aaral kung ano pa yung mga pwede pa natin gawin para maiwasan na natin or mabuwasan yung accident sa kalsada.
Okay. So, yun ang secret to growing this business. No?
Yes.
Passion, the people, Mambin. How about in 8 years, evolving what you teach? Ano, paano nagbago yung lessons mo?
Well, lagi kami nag-uusap ng mga coaches eh. Especially Kuya Roderick Hidalgo. Roderick Hidalgo was the... Actually, kasama siya ni Jake Swan as a range aide ni Jake. And then, pagka nag-uusap kami, Mel, paano nga pala pagka ganito, ganito. So ako naman, isip ako, ano kaya yung pwedeng isunod? Kumbaga, yung module kasi, very important yan sa isang riding school eh. Parang ano mo yan eh, parang lesson plan mo yan. So magandang lesson plan, magandang execution, mas madaling intindihin, tuloy-tuloy, hindi kami tumitigil sa pag-aaral. The good thing about this, si Coach Clyde, magkakasama kami minsan, nag-uusap kami, kwentuhan lang kami, palitan kami ng puro-puro. Then, nakaka-device kami ng improvement sa bawat module. And yun, nagkakatulungan lang. Kasi we gusto lang talaga namin madumami ang nagtuturo din sa Pilipinas about safety riding. And
oh, wow.
Yun naman
so,
talaga.
If I could chime in on that. So, because there are more coaches, like sila Coach Toto, sila Coach Clyde, si Coach Buck, which yeah. Hanggang ngayon meron, hindi ako naniniwala. I mean
natutunan sa atin si Buck kahit pa paano.
So, ang dami na mga coaches, you don't see them as competition. You see them as leveling up and it makes the community safer and better.
At the end of the day, the riders are panalo pa rin ang mga riders. Kasi sabi ko nga, huwag nyo subukan basta yung sensibol lang. Ikutan nyo lahat kasi the more you know, the better it gets. Yan ang mga sabihin ni Jake Swan.
Ako, kick out ako ng maraming skwela. Kick out ako ng Jake Swan School, kick out ako ng Honda Riding School, kick out ako ng Joey Rivero. Hindi ko tinapos lahat eh.
Pero you tried off-road. Nakita ko, nag-enjoy ka, Kuya Iba. You enjoyed off-road.
Totoo, totoo.
Kasi challenging siya eh.
And wala kang masyadong kalaban eh. Ikaw lang eh.
Yeah, nasa bundok lang.
Hindi ako sumasama kay Mark Sung.
Ah, number one, Budolero King.
Oo, grabe yun, grabe yun. Oh, Maki.
Coach, may tanong ako. Sa tinagal-tagal yes. ng riding school mo, 8 years na, ano yung mga nadagdag or nabago na lessons na pwedeng avail ng mga previous students mo at new students? Kasi wala nga namang yung parin, yun at yung parin yung tinuturo mo after 8 years, di ba? So, definitely, ano ba yung mga nadagdag sa MRSP?
Alright. So, Motorcycle Riding School Philippines, on the track of change. From off-road riding school, we have learned to ride off-road. We have basic off-road pa rin. Ang basic off-road is designed to ride sa mga riders nga na nagmumotor na sa road, pero gusto sumubok ng off-road. We have the trail ride module. Now, habang tumatagal, nag-introduce na rin kami ng wheelie session together with Coach Aloy Gaston. Then ngayon, mabubuksan na yung ating concrete road. Magsisimula na rin akong pumuok sa safety riding. We have gymkhana training. We have skills upgrade para sa road. At ito, maganda. Meron na tayong push bike track, safety riding track sa mga bata. We teach them as early as possible, mga 2 years old, 3 years old, ang gamit nila push bike. So, maraming mangyayari ngayon, marami kami naidagdag na courses na pag pumunta na ngayon doon yung family, lahat nanay, tatay, bata, igagawin sa riding school natin.
Yung wheelie training, meron ba? Tsaka
meron.
Train module.
Binanggit na niya yung wheelie.
Oo. Yung wheelie kasi, we really don't teach riders na magpa-wheelie tapos gagamitin sa kalsada. Ang purpose niya is pag nakatapos ka ng trail ride module, it's a prerequisite yan eh. Pag nag-trail ride module ka, doon pa lang namin ituturo yung wheelie. Bakit? Pag dumating yung estudyante ron, walang alam. Hindi nag-off-road, hindi nag-basic, gusto magpa-wheelie lang. Hindi ko kagad na ano eh, hindi kagad na kukuhi. Pero pag nakatapos sila ng trail module, because that is part of the curriculum, pagdating sa wheelie session, nagiging madali. Kasi we use the wheelie. Pagdating sa mga obstacles na kailangan mong i-overcome using your front tire na maiangat mo dun sa obstacle na yun. At more on throttle and clutch control. At pati na rin yung mga brakes natin. So talaga kailangan daanan nila yung train module.
Saan ako mag-enroll ng wheelie class para magyabang lang? Wala bang wheelie class na pang Instagram lang?
Yung wheelie class na pang Instagram, si Ian lang gumagawa niyan.
Si Ikat to, naging estudyante natin yan. Si Ikat to, si Tristan Cheng. Ayan, nakauwi na nga lang si Tristan.
Si Ian, hindi ko pa nakita ang ginamit niya sa trail yung wheelie. Puro pang Instagram nila.
Oh, yun, mag-enroll ako doon. Yung pang Instagram lang. Kahit sandali lang, basta makuha ng ano.
Basta makakalat lang doon.
O, tignan mo. Ano siya? Guilty as charged. Oh.
Pang IG talaga daw yun.
Oh, safe and responsible Instagram naman. Hindi yung ano.
Yeah. Hey! Whether it's a struggle you can't seem to get through or a dream that seems too daunting for you, this is Mirza Sison telling you that you can do this. Let's figure it out or find someone who can. I'm a confidence coach and host, an ex-editor, ex-model, ex-20-something, ex-30-something, exactly who you need to help you navigate through life's ins and outs. What are you waiting for? Let's go! You can do this!
Basta naka gear, kompleto lang, tapos may, ano, may equipment. Huwag naman yung naka-short lang, tapos walang helmet, naka-chinelas, kabote wheelie yun. So, pwede naman natin subukan, iba. You can go there, we can try that, para lang masubukan lang muna. Kasi ang wheelie training natin is first session, phase one, how to lift the front tire. Second session is phase two, how to balance the bike na. So, yung iba kasi, pag sinimulan nila yung wheelie na agad ka agad tapos balance na, hindi nila makukuha. So, sinasari namin muna yung mga riders on how to pop, how to use the clutch, how to use the rear brake before we do the phase two. So, may proseso.
Tinuruan ako ni Toto, and nagawa ko lang siya sa GS. Kasi yung GS, yung telelever, and then yung power, di ba? Yung torque. Pasok mo lang sa first or second and gas ka lang, angat eh. 'Di ba? And then parang napaka-smooth sa GS eh. And then pero ang mga ibang bike ko, kinakabahan ako eh.
Iba talaga pag may assist talaga eh. Oo, pag di rider assist talaga yung bike. Actually, GS mahirap pawinin niyan. Parang iniisip ko yung makina to buto na to, parang angat to, parang pabigat. So may mga ginagawa lang para ma-off mo lang yung wheelie control o ano.
Ah, yung GS eh, ko, yung luma, yung 2012. Okay. So wala pang mga ano, wala pang mga ganun.
Kumahandang sa akin hindi eh.
Yung akin na kay Direct Lyle, kinustom ni Benji.
Ah, oh, nice.
Si PCR?
Nice ah. Ganda. Yan, shout out okay. Kay Tristan Cheng, ha?
Coach, ano, so,
yes.
This weekend, open ba sa public yon yung party natin?
Yes, it's an open actually for the alumni, sa lahat ng mga riders na naging student. Pero yung yun. Open ko yung mga fun games para sa mga gusto na pumasya mga kaibigan natin. Siyempre, invited din natin yung mga yan. Kaya sabi ko, makaalala na lang. Kung naaalala niyo yung birthday ko, medyo nag-advance na tayo ng konti. Pumunta na lang kayo doon. Kasi masaya yun. Every birthday ko, nagpapakarera kasi ako. So it's a fun race. So magkakaroon ng category lahat ng mga students. Sila lang ang maglalaro. So nag-prepare kami ng mga premyo para sa kanila, para sa inyo. Yan.
Alam mo, inggit na inggit ako last time. It was, I naalala ko yun. It was on a Thursday. Hindi ako makapunta. And then, kumanta pala. May mga banda. Kumanta pala yeah. Si Cookie Chua. Color It Red.
Yes.
This Color year, may ganun rin ulit. May a surprise.
May iniahanda si Vin. At parang ayaw niya makialam ako kung ano yung mangyayari to. May paraffle nga eh. Pero hindi ko pa rin alam. Basta, si Vin lang ang nakakaalam lahat niyan. Gugulatin na lang ako.
Eh, tawagin natin si Vin. Wala ba si Vin dyan?
Ayan. Nasa labas
surprise
eh.
Surprise talaga.
So surprise talaga ako eh. Pero tuloy-tuloy to. It's a... Nasimula na natin. Tuloy-tuloy to. Every year, laging ganyan. Mas masaya. Mas lumalaki. Mas gumaganda.
Now, ngayon Coach Mel, after 8 years, what's next? Ano yung plano mo? What ano yung dreams mo 8 years from now?
Well, the dream stays the same. More on safety riding. A motorcycle-free accident road. Maikot ang Pilipinas ng mga kapwa natin riders na hindi sila natatakot na maka-accident sila. Makaakyat na marilaki nang hindi sila kinakabahan na may kamote. And syempre, for the school, I would really love to have another branches or magbukas ng branch. Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao. It's a dream.
Yun.
Pero sana maituloy. So ito, may kasama ako dito. Ito. Pakilala ko nga pala sa inyo yung secretary ko. Ito. Ayan.
Yun, hindi yan secretary. Yan ang secret dito, weapon. Dito. Sweet naman.
Sa buka rito. Ayan. So, Vin, meron, ano, meron silang tanong. Mukhang sa'yo naka direct na to.
Eh. Oo, oh, Ma'am Vin. Last year, inggit na, Ma'am Vin, last year, inggit na inggit ako na nandun si Cookie Chua. Color it red. Ano yung special guest this year?
Secret. Every year, ano talaga, tinatry namin na merong something na special for coach and for the
hindi,
alumni.
Hindi si Mapa ba?
Paiyakin ba ulit si Coach Mel?
Hindi ko alam kung may iyak pa to eh. Pero sana. But this time, no, more of for the alumni this year. Kasi for the past 7 years, the focus is only for Mel and all that. But now, we'd like to push with the Flat Rock fundraise with yung MRSP alumni. Kasi for the
alumni kami ni Maki, ha?
Yes, join. Please come and join. So, ayun. So, for everyone who will register, you will be entitled dun sa raffle, meron tayong Hatasa e-bike na i-raffle. So,
wow.
That's one of the... So, it's not a surprise anymore, but ayun. We'd just like to announce that for all na alumni who will register and join the fundraises, Flat Track, and all other fun games, you will be entitled to join the raffle, and we're raffling off a Tasu e-bike. So hello Tasu, thank you for doing this. And also, we'll also be raffling off DJI products.
Uy, DJI products.
So, and magbubuot pa lang DJI, magbibigay sila ng discounts sa mga drones, action camera. So yun, please comment and... And ano pa ba?
Nagdala ako ng ano, ng cash. May GCash ba doon? Pwede ba GCash?
May GCash, may GCash. I think credit card also there. And ano pa ba?
GoTime Bank, pwede.
Sec Motor Supply will also be there. Magdi-display daw siya ng mga aero helmets. And magbibigay ng super, super great discounts as well. So,
May singing contest?
Pwede, bibigyan natin siya ng stage time. Meron tayong sound system doon. Magdala ka lang ano, minus one.
Ayun, tapos yun. Meron tayong stage, one. So pwede kayo magdala ng mga...
May cash prize ba yan? Sasali ako.
Guitar and all that. So jam lang tayo doon.
Cash prize daw, sabi ni Mari.
Cash prize, yun. Kasali ka sa raffle.
Kakariwing ko yan.
As a, okay. Pero yung Flat Track, open siya to everyone. Okay. Lahat ng gustong sumali. Pero i-separate natin yung alumni dun sa non-alumni. So, para lahat pwede sumali. So, everyone is welcome. It's just that para may special na ma-feel ng mga alumni natin na there is something extra special dun sa day na yun. Sila yung magiging entitled sa mga raffle natin, raffle items natin. So, okay, yun. So, enroll na kayo before time. Para
makasali. So, one, how do people have to register beforehand?
Yes. So, we'll open the registration at 8 o'clock. Simultaneous to kasabay ng opening program natin. So, there will be registration area.
Outside registration.
Meron din kasi mga kids. So, may kids on track. So, we're doing the push bike for the kids. And then, we'll have the registration for the alumni. And then, we'll also have a separate registration dun sa mga hindi naman estudyante. And I would like to join as well.
Ito nyo, siya nakakaalam lahat, di ba?
Wala kang kwenta, Coach Mel. Ma'am Vin, may tanong ka ako.
Kaya, may tanong si Kuya Iba.
Kailan magdala pa ako ng motor or kung sasali ako?
No, for the alumni. For the alumni, you don't need. Kasi we have bikes available for you.
Wait.
Pero if you want to bring your own bike, you may also.
Speaking about bikes, ano na ba yung mga kinds of bikes na meron sa MRSP? Kasi dati, alam ko, one bike lang eh. Ngayon, parang marami-rami na yata yung nag-sponsor sa inyo. Mm-hmm.
So yun yung i-open natin sa Feb 4. So we'll announce kung ano yung mga bikes na finally will be able to use na for this event. Ayun, but for now, ayun, open na tayo to all brands.
Oh, okay.
Still have the Enduro bikes, yeah.
Meron pa naman tayo, XTZ natin nandun pa rin. Yun actually yung gagamitin niyo sa
Patreon. Sayang walang Enduro bike si CF Moto, no?
Ah, oh, wala. Wala pa.
Yet
for sure. Wala pa. Wala pa.
Busy pa si Ma'am Joanne na si Ma'am Camille. Hello, Ma'am Joanne, Ma'am Camille.
Yeah.
Alam ko yung sagot. Pero hindi ko sasabihin.
Oh, sayang wala. Yeah. Ayun ang gusto kong bike.
Ayan, okay. Ma'am Camille, Ma'am Joanne.
So if people are gonna go, if people are going to go on Sunday and you're an alumni, just bring your gear and then ready to race na. May mga motor doon. Pero kung hindi ka alumni, bring your gear and bring a motorcycle as well.
Yes.
Yes.
The bikes are exclusively for the alumni.
And your registration nila, 500 lang. Pero that's for the track fee. Parang nagbayad lang sila ng track fee sa PRM. Pero sa alumni, I think it's 1,000 pesos when it comes with lunch, your raffle coupon, and a lot more.
Yun. Excited na ako. Pwede ko isama yung wife ko pati yung mga aso namin?
Yes. Of course.
Yes. Okay. The place is a dog-friendly place. Ibig sabihin, you can bring your pets, you can bring your kids then. Para pero tayo mga push bike to na pwede lang gamitin if they're 6 years old and below. Ayan, Maki, dali mo yung bata mo, matutuwa natin yung
lasa. Sama natin sa Sunday.
Yes, open tayo, papi. Where everybody's invited.
Hindi, kasi nakita ko nung nag-BGC kami, nang hiram ng Strider yung anak ko, may talent eh. Mana sa akin eh. Hindi.
Sunday, Mark and Kim.
Galing. Pang family, ano na siya, hindi lang siya pang personal development. Diba?
Agree.
Kasi hindi mga riding school kasi, na yun lang rider na yun, pag pumunta rin, yun yung tuturuhan yun. Ano problema, that's good. Pero we want a place na kung saan you can bring your family, your kids, at yung talagang mag-i-enjoy lahat. Kasi dun sa area, may swimming pool. Dun sa KRB, they want to swim. They have an infinity pool there. Meron din hostel. Pwede kayo matulog doon. Pwede kayo mag-overnight. We have a very big flat track area kung saan makakapag-ride tayo ng walang jumps. Kung gusto mo na may jumps, there is also a motocross track there. Yung mga gusto mo mag-enduro, gusto mag-trail, we have a trail site doon sa loob mismo ng KRB. Ayan.
Boy. So resort and ride. Ganda.
Yes.
So yeah, Coach Mel, baka you can tell people where they should go for the
celebration. Yes, you can check out our Facebook page at Motorcycle Ride School Philippines. We are located at KRB MX Speedway, Baysabol po tayo. We are located in Barangay Inarawan, Sitio Putimbato. They call it the White Sitio White Track. Ayan. It's in along Maranaki Road after our yung RC Cola plant. After doon, nasa kaliwa ko lang kami. Meron tong car wash. Papasok lang kayo sa gate na yun. At nakikita niyo po doon yung KRB MX Speedway. Ang bahay,
may
the Motorcycle Ride School Philippines.
May bulaluhan sa entrance, di ba?
Yan. Yan.
Pag nakita mo na yung bulaluhan, pumasok ka na.
Nakita mo yung bulaluhan, lagpas ka na.
Ah, lagpas ka na ba?
Lagpas ka na. Doon lang, bago dumating yung bulaluhan.
Alright. Oh, Maki, any last questions for Coach Mel?
Wala na akong itatanong. Basta ang masasabi ko lang, Coach Mel, is sana ipagpatuloy mo yung ano, yung advocacy. Sana maturuan mo pa yung anak ko. Umabot pa tayo sa ganyang ano.
Yun. Oo.
Pag-pray natin yan. Nabigyan pa tayo ng mga pambuhay.
Years. Here's the 8 more exactly. Years of Coach Mel and Mom Vin. Mom Vin, alam ko ikaw na to. who do you want to thank for the celebration, yung mga nag-support ng celebration this weekend, this Sunday? Anybody you want to shout out?
Ayun, ano po, gusto kong pasalamatan lahat ng mga school partners natin who supported us since day one. Yung mga partners natin na 7-8 years na natin kasama, like Enios, Enios Students, BS1 Multitech. Okay lang ba pagitan niyo mga friends? Ayan, BS1 Multitech, IRC, Tires, RK Chains, sino po ba? Inquire Customs, of course, si Sir
G and Lasam. Yeah. RCOM,
YRS. RCOM, YRS. Sino pa ba? Yung mga bago natin partner ngayon, DJI.
GI.
And thank you so much sa Action Club natin and Mr. Drone. And
Aero Helmet, Alivane, Sekwa Supply, Sir Brian.
Napaka-generous to Sir Brian. So thank you so much.
Sorry. Yeah. Oh, grabe. Ang dami talagang...
So thank you.
So, ang daming friends talaga nila, Coach Mel.
Yeah.
Si Kuya Pautoral, si Miss Trina, nag-pledge sila ng lunch as well. So, also, Presto Coffee, ang imitation ng coffee.
Free coffee for all.
So, ano pa ba?
Si Ma'am Camille, si Ma'am Joanne of CF Photo, marami sila dapat din po. Yeah.
ATV silang dati na
yung
opinion bikes as well. So, yes, LADL. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Papa Derek. Meron yata ng
sa Papa Derek. Sama namin ngayon
niya.
Punta daw siya.
Papasalamat
ulit sa mga sponsors.
Yeah.
Mukhang lahat ng kaibigan natin nandun, Maki. We have to be there.
Yes, you have to be there. If you're not there, hindi kompleto birthday at saka anniversary.
Naks. Tuloy
na rider.
Dahil this time, Sunday natin siya ginawa. Medyo na. Si Kuya Don Joseph will also be there.
Yeah, FJ Moto Enduro. Thank you very much.
Oh, so si Don Joseph, mga sasali sa FJ Moto Enduro, magbibigay ng mga hints doon sa...
Yeah, lasingin natin. Oh, at saka si Kuya Westy, at saka si Chuck. Yeah.
Oo, oh, bibigay ng mga hints sa ruta. Diba?
Yeah, Maki was there last year. Kaya nakakatuwa. Ano yung tanong mo, Maki, last year? Anong
tanong ko last year? Ano yung ayaw mo kay Coach Mel? Kasi lahat gusto ko eh. Oo ba? So, karami sumagot doon. Ang sabi nila, ayaw nila masyado ang mabait. Kasi, sa sobrang bait mo, napagsasamantalaan. So, sana ngayon, bawasan mo na yung kabaitan mo.
Ako, may hihirit ako na ayaw ko kay Coach. Pag may karaoke at saka may mic, wala na. Hindi ka na makakanta. Si Coach Mel na yung kakanta. All night
long. At saka may live band, no?
Oo, may live band. Hindi niya kakawa yung mic.
Like, yeah, the only video.
Ayan, I forgot. Meron din tayong i-announce na mga Module, of course, natin.
We have Gym Granite guys. Sabi ko kay Coach Clyde, next time may event sila, isasali ko to, yung Helix sa Gym Granite.
Uy, pwede yan. Pero
sabi ko, dapat sa huli ako. Kasi yung goal ko, tamaan lahat ng cones.
Pag-aalo ka, mag-iipon ka ng penalty.
Di ba yung nasabi ni Coach Joe? Coach Joe sasali siya sa gym kaya. Ang goal niya tamaan lahat ng puso.
Yes. Di kalaban ka na, Papi.
Okay, kailangan mo una ako. Uy, Gino, graduate din si Gino, di ba?
Yes, Gino, we'll see you.
Gino, punta tayo Sunday.
Gino, see you. Baka ikaw yung nanalang
kung Gino, maraming raffle doon. Magsawa ka.
Ayan.
Lahat exclusive. all right. The nice yung raffle natin na mag-register. So please,
dapat may photo lahat ng mga alumni. Puro pogi yun eh. Mga Gino Rufino.
Yes, actually, we're preparing for that. So per batch, or kung hindi kaya makompleto yung per batch, as in lahat talaga. Gusto kong magkaroon tayo ng photo op para yun ang ilalagay ko sa school. Yung isang malaking picture na nandun tayo lahat.
Ah, and on that note, so next week, we're not sure if we're going to be live because Maki, Buck, Mark Song, Toti, sino ba yung mga ibang kasama mo, Maki?
Jerwin, si Papa Ray, Master Ray Relativo, at si Renzi, mga Club 200 and Enduro Adventure Philippines. Shout out to Ate Philippines for sponsoring our bikes, Moto Stars, Cardo, syempre, lahat kami naka-Cardo.
Yeah, Cardo.
Hindi pwedeng hindi kasi baka maligaw kami. Tapos, yeah. Aero Helmet, thank you so much. So, yun, pupunta kami sa bundok. First time.
Anong gagawin nyo sa bundok?
Anong gagawin nyo, Maki?
Pampa, ano, naghahanap ng sakit ng katawan.
Ano yung event?
FJ Moto Mountain Cross Adventure. So, yeah. This is the third year of that event, and ngayon is the biggest yet, di ba? 300 brave souls. Sana makatawag
yung new routes of Nueva Vizcaya.
Tsaka ano, walang first to arrive. Lahat.
Yeah.
Ano, safe to arrive.
Safe to arrive. Amen ako dyan.
Yan ang pinaka-importante. So, we're not sure. We're still trying to figure out how we're gonna do the show next week. Baka ako lang. And mag-isa lang ako. Kakain ako ng food. And you guys can keep me company. I don't know. But we're figuring it out. So if we don't see you next week, we'll see you the week after that. But we'll definitely see you at Coach Mel's 8th anniversary at KRB. Pag nakita mo yung bulaluhan, lampas ka na.
Eight
Happy
years,
8
bro.
Years. Great at 8, Coach Mel. Zeke.
Thank you very much, really.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Thank you very much, guys. This Cardo, salamat sa mga riders natin.
Corwin, Cardo, Macbeth, Watmobility, BMW.
Uy, mag-donate kami ng underwear, Coach Mel. Tunay na rider underwear. Mag-donate kami.
Yes, thank you, guys. Salamat po natin.
Saka bidet.
Sana hindi ma-delay ulit yung flight nyo.
Oo nga.
Okay.
Thank you very much, Pod Network. Thank you.
See you next week.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.